this Justin?
Justin right here.
How you doing, buddy?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Too bad.
So this is going to be, we're going to tape this, and we'll play this a little bit later on the air. I think we're going to do it tonight. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
So, Justin, talk about your, what's your job description?
Well, my job description pretty much is that I work on the helicopters. They take off the parts of the helicopter, they send them to my work center, and we attempt our work, do our best, try to fix the parts of the Cessnas.
Okay. How does that, like, contribute to the overall mission?
Keeps the birds flying.
It's an important part, isn't it?
Keeps them flying.
Tell me what... Say it again.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
I was going to say, when you're not doing your job, what do you like to do in, like, recreation or your time off?
Well, my time off, I do get here. Either I watch movies, I go to the gym, work out for a couple hours. I try to go every single day. Just hang around, play cards, you know, just keep myself occupied.
What's the environment like? What's the environment like right now?
Right now, it is fairly muddy, rainy, and cold.
Kind of like what it is here. It's called. You're calling to Seattle today, so it's been cold today. Now, are you going to spend? You'll be spending Christmas there, right?
Correct. I'll be spending Christmas here.
How does that, now to kind of describe what the environment will be like that, how do you guys celebrate Christmas there?
Well, we got a tree, so one hour to like a Secret Santa type thing, pretty much like a limit, like $20, go out and buy a gift for somebody, give it to some random person, you know, kind of keeps the holiday cheer up a little bit.
Is this your first?
I just get packages from home.
Is this your first Christmas over there?
Yes, sir, it is.
So that's got to be tough. What would you like to, would you like to send a message for your family?
I'm great, I'm fine.
No, like, can you send a holiday
over
message?
In Georgia. Oh, yeah, sure, just very happy holidays, my family, I don't know. Oh, my wife. Happy Merry Christmas, Amanda.
How long have you been married?
April will be 2 years.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Now, you have quite a family history in the military, don't you?
As far back as we can, I've ever asked. From World War I, I believe.
You talk about your...
I had a room on the paper.
You talk about your uncle, Aaron Hughes, fought in World War II. Kind of describe that. Talk about your family and the history in the military. It's very interesting.
Well, in World War II, my great uncle, Aaron Hughes, he was in Iwo Jima, Guadalcanal. He was in Pacific campaigns for... over there. From my understanding, he was shot up quite a bit, and he didn't die. I know he had like two or three Purple Hearts, from what I'm understanding. I tried asking him about some of the stuff, and he wasn't very talkative about it. I only got to talk to him about it once. I actually started opening up about it and started actually telling me. But he was a very good man, kind of reclusive, but you know, he's a very good man.
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably tough to talk about, but it's really interesting to hear that history, I'm sure.
From what he told me, yes. Wasn't much. So some of the more gory stuff on it, he kind of bugged him.
Right. Now, your dad is in the Air Force?
Yes, that'd be correct.
What does he do in the Air Force?
He's a senior med. He is, well, last time I know, he was a, he's a QA control officer, or not an officer, but he works for QA, quality assurance. He pretty much is in charge of, like, saying yay or nay, whether or not a part is good, before the fact you put it on a burn, if he signs off the inspections for the aircraft, or C-130s, F-18s, and mostly jets and rotary planes. He just got back from a deployment not that long ago to a country from the Middle East.
I gotcha. What about, now your brother's also in the Air Force. So your dad's in the Air Force, your brother's in the Air Force, and you're a Marine.
Yes.
How does that play out? Do they say, "Oh, why didn't you join the Air Force?" Is there any kind of rivalry between you and your brother?
Me and my brother get along just fine, but he went in before I did, and there's like a year waiting list, so I decided to why not go for the best instead of waiting like a year to get the job I wanted. So here I am.
Well,
I love it.
Excellent. Well, would you like to, since the holidays are coming up pretty soon, we would love to send like a message to all the other military families that are listening right now, send a holiday message to them if you can.
Sure, I can. Happy holidays from Kandahar Airfield, Afghanistan.
And to your lovely wife, Amanda, right?
Yes, that would be my wife's name.
Anything else you want to talk about, like what's going on over there, or any kind of message you want to send to the people that are listening over here in the States?
Happy holidays, and keep us in your thoughts.
Well, Justin, I appreciate your time today.
No problem.
Stay safe. I know it's a little weird with this delay. It's hard, it's hard to talk back and forth, but
that'll be just fine. It's all good.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, and stay safe, and thank you for what you're doing over there. We really appreciate it.
No problem. You take care.
Take care, man.